You know, we're going through that time right now where it's election time. We had the Democratic National Convention, I guess you'd call it that, last week, and we have the Republican National Convention this week, and we're going through that time where people are starting to say, who is the candidate that I should or should not vote for in light of my Catholic faith? And one of the things we're hearing is that there are certain candidates, if you vote for them, that is a mortal sin. And it always comes out around this time. So you have to vote for this candidate, this other candidate. Well, we need to look at that because, granted, there is nothing here in this program that is going to tell you which candidate to look for or which candidate to vote for, but we need to talk about the morality of how we decide our vote. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsor of this radio program. And you can hear us every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM here in Boston, and at WROLradio.com. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and that website's been updated, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's been updated, so now there's a blog there, there's a way to contact us, it's all there, so check out the newly updated CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you can hear the program after it airs. So it's coming out, it's that season again. If you vote for this particular candidate, it is a mortal sin. I heard it the other day, and I said, well, wait a minute. Now, granted, that the people who say that and I may come to the same place at the end, but the question is, how do we get there? And so to understand how we get there, we have to first understand Catholic morality. Catholic morality comes to us from natural law. And it comes to us from natural law doctrine, which came to us from the Greeks. If you want to hear more about this and a lot of the sources where I have this, go at CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on blog, and you're going to see a blog post that is an interview I did with Robert Riley, based on his new book, America on Trial, A Defense on the Founding, and he talks about how natural law was at the founding of our country here in the United States. So anyway, so that natural law is important. So it comes to us from the Greeks. Basically, what natural law is, as Riley explains, is the Greeks saw an order to the way everything was working. And therefore, they understood that there seems to be a natural law. And therefore, our morality has to be based on natural law. Well, later, Thomas Aquinas discovered the teachings of the Greeks, especially Aristotle, and he combined this natural law doctrine with Catholic scripture and Catholic tradition, and that became the source of Catholic morality. But notice something about Thomas Aquinas. Thomas Aquinas in the Summa Theologica takes every position that is in there and explains why. And that is also part of what it means to be Catholic. Because, as Robert Riley explained, that also what you had came out of basically the Middle Ages from William of Ockham, British, was a whole different thought that said, this natural law doctrine came from the Greeks, but they were pagans. So why are we listening to pagans, he explains. So in fact, what we understand is that they came up with the idea that God can create anything he wants, can say anything is a sin or not, or he can save whoever he wants. And therefore, you had this understanding of God is sovereign, so he doesn't necessarily have to follow any order in the universe. So that led to a different understanding of morality that, as we heard from Sister Helena Burns on Thursday, that separated the spiritual from the material. And in doing so, now we've lost this sense of a natural law doctrine. Well, that's important because the Catholics still have it. The Catholics fully embrace Catholic natural law doctrine. And what's important about it is because we embrace it, then everything has not only a basis for our understanding of what is right is wrong, but has this reasoning that goes with it, which is part of natural law doctrine. So when someone comes in and right away says, this is a sin, this is a sin, this is a sin, without giving you any reason behind it, including who you should vote for, well, that actually leans more to that other line of thought in Christianity and not Catholic thought. Now, like I said, we could come up with the same concept, but if you walk into the election box and say, well, I can't vote for this person because it's a mortal sin, then there's no reasoning behind that. And it's important for us as Catholics to have a full understanding of what we believe and why we believe. So we take it from that perspective first. Now, as people who live by this Catholic morality, one of the things that we understand is that we work with God, we participate with God, we are working with God in all we do. That's why our morality is based on working with God. Our morality is based on cooperating with God. That was the word I was looking for. And we're going to talk about more of what that means on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back. So before the break, we were talking about natural law and the roots of Catholic morality. So let me give you an example. In Catholicism, we cooperate with God through the concept, through the understanding of Catholic of natural law doctrine. That's why we as Catholics don't believe in things like abortion and things like artificial contraception, because both of those are not within the context of natural law. You know, one of the questions that people bring up is, why do Catholics not believe in artificial contraception, which is using technology involved in human action, but they do believe in glasses, using glasses, which I wouldn't be able to see anything without mine. Well, there's a good point. And the answer is simple, because artificial contraception, abortion, and things like that, they interfere with the natural process, whereas glasses enhance the natural process. That's the reason why. Otherwise, we would be Luddites, not believe in any technology at all. So that is the reason why. So everything comes within the context of Catholic, of natural law doctrine, but also within scripture and tradition. What is the first sin? The first sin, we can call it original sin, but it's the first sin, or the first temptation, I should say, falling to the first sin. First temptation, you will be like gods. And Cardinal Robert Sara teaches in his book, The Day Is Now Far Spent, which I highly recommend to you, chapters 8 and 9, how there is a movement right now, and this is what we are dealing with, this movement right now that is trying to recreate the human being. So that's really where our struggle comes in. So when you're looking on who to vote for, Don't go in with, well, this is a sin, that is a sin. Look at the person who is going to lead us closer and always to how we understand ourselves as human beings in light of God's world. And there may not be a candidate that fits this. There may be, whatever the case may be. But always remember this. It is all about which one leads us closer to being who we are called to be. And we understand who we are called to be through natural law doctrine. But also understand this. An atheist can follow Catholic morality and not believe in God. So what you also need to understand is Catholic morality is rooted in a relationship with God. That's right out of Catholic, right out of Cardinal Robert Sarah, by the way. It's rooted in a relationship with God. So we need to be people of prayer to understand our Catholic morality. And the person who rejects Catholic morality completely, but is a person who can sit down before the Lord and say, Lord, show me the way to become where you want me to be, is going to find themselves closer to what it means to be a Christian than the person who just turns around and said, this is a sin, so I can't do it. So we need to know the understanding behind it. We need to know the reasoning behind it. And the reasoning comes from 2,000 years of Catholic tradition and Christian tradition as well. But 2,000 years to understand this whole reality that Catholics as Christians have this tradition that roots itself in this natural law doctrine combined with the faith. Now, one of the sources of our whole understanding of morality actually is St. Thomas Aquinas' Summa Theologica. That's one of the sources. And what St. Thomas Aquinas did was he took every single aspect or many aspects of what it meant to live the faith, and he gave a reasoning behind it, and he answered a lot of questions. Everything's done in a question-answer format, and it's really powerful, but understand what he did. He explained the reasoning behind it. This is where our Catholic morality comes from. Tomorrow we're going to pursue the other side of this same concept, and that is relying on help for our daily life. So we'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock on WROL 950 AM. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.